Majority Democrats have repeatedly underscored their intention to legislate major changes to impose greater regulation on financial markets when a new Congress convenes next year. The hearing of the House Financial Services Committee covered numerous complex aspects of the subprime mortgage-based financial crisis and the role played by complicated financial instruments. Experts and lawmakers debated root causes, but agreed that further action is required. To accomplish that, Democrats and Republicans will have to agree on a way forward. As of now, there is strong bipartisan agreement on the need to thoroughly examine how the crisis came about, to perform an autopsy, as one lawmaker called it, as well as steps to ensure it does not recur. Here are Pennsylvania Democrat Paul Kanjorski and New Jersey Republican Scott Garrett.
We have reached a crossroads. Because our current regulatory regime has failed, we now must design a robust, effective supervisory system for the future.
It's important that we work in a bipartisan fashion to move forward to ensure that we put in place the proper regulatory framework to allow our economy to grow once again.
However, there are differences in approach, as many Republicans voice opposition to any future over-regulation of markets. Alabama Republican Spencer Bacus and Georgia's Tom Price.
We need, I think, number one, to realize there are limits on what government can do to try to intervene in this market process.
What's taking place, though, is truly unprecedented. Direct federal intervention in individual mortgages, broad overreach by the Federal Reserve, unlimited use of taxpayer dollars, and steps to nationalize banks. These actions are, in their totality, I fear, an assault on American principles and on capitalism itself.
Experts at the hearing stressed that where financial market reform is concerned, the question is not one of too much or too little, but the most effective way to carry it out. Joseph Stiglitz, the 2001 Nobel Economics Prize laureate, is a strong proponent of an active government role.
The deregulatory philosophy that has prevailed during the past quarter century has no grounding in economic theory nor historical experience. Quite the contrary, modern economic theory explains why the government must take an active role, especially in regulating financial markets.
Key priorities, Stiglitz argues, should be broader reform of financial corporate governance and protection for American homeowners as the U.S. economy slides deeper into recession. Manuel Johnson, a noted financial accounting expert, argues for a cautious approach that would not, as he puts it, roll back the gains made by the U.S. financial system.
From my perspective, permanent government control over the credit allocation process is economically inefficient and potentially even more unstable.
Joel Seligman of Columbia University says members of Congress must distinguish between emergency legislation, such as the more than $700 billion rescue package Congress approved recently, and longer-term efforts. He urges lawmakers to organize and streamline their investigations.
I would strongly urge each House of Congress to create a select committee similar to that employed after September 11th, to provide a focused and less contentious review of what should be done.
Economist Alice Rivlin urges lawmakers to, as she puts it, check their philosophical slogans at the door as they go to work on what she calls a difficult and painstaking job.
Too many attempts to rethink regulation of financial markets in recent years have been derailed by ideologues shouting that regulation is always bad, or alternatively, that we just need more of it.
Tuesday's House hearing was one of several that congressional committees are holding on the financial crisis ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 4th. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.